This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
And Chris.
And let's just jump straight into it. Apparently you've got some story where Congress might be coming down on cryptocurrencies.
They are going to ban Bitcoin.
Who is this from?
This is a good question. It is from a crazy congressperson.
Okay.
I don't know a whole heck of a lot about the guy, but I know he's crazy.
All right. if he thinks that this is going to be successful, it's a bad idea. At this point, cryptocurrencies are so well established, it's going to be as successful as it was banning marijuana.
Yeah. So
meaning it will drive up the price and probably drive up the ubiquity.
It hasn't affected the price. Actually, the Bitcoins have been going up in price,
right,
not down, since this news has been released.
Is performing quite well right now, and in spite of all those things, Bitcoin's at highs that it hasn't been at in many weeks.
Yeah. So the story is from NewsBTC, and the title is "A Bill to Ban All Crypto, Congressman Calls for the Outlawing of Digital Assets." A congressman with a track record of bashing crypto has come out once again calling for a ban on digital assets. Democrat Brad Sherman supposedly raised the idea earlier today in Congress. So apparently, I don't know, I'm not familiar with this particular Congress critter, but I guess there's other laws that he's, or bills that he's proposed that have been, just as bad, and he doesn't seem to understand. His concept of, Bitcoin is money laundering. And he doesn't, or drugs or something, or no, terrorism or something, I think. And he just doesn't understand, at all that, that's, the U.S. dollar is also used for that.
Right. Right. If you were going to, this is what I always say to anybody who comes out with this old trope. I mean, this is basically what old uninformed people say about Bitcoin now. This is terrorism. They may have heard the term Bitcoin. They've heard it. They don't know anything else but terrorism and drugs.
The crazy thing is that terrorism is the last reason to ban it, because it's actually been found it's easier to get money, physical U.S. dollar bills, into terrorist hands, because the places where the terrorists operate don't have internet access. Their infrastructure is terrible. Mm. The U.S. is bombing it and so on. So Bitcoin is the last thing that they want.
Right. If we're going to go after the currency of terrorists and drug dealers, then we need to go after the U.S. dollar, because that is the currency of terrorists and drug dealers worldwide.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, don't give them any idea, because there are a lot of countries that, crazy enough, are actually starting to get rid of
cash,
fiat currency.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, look, I prefer to use the term cash just to describe it so that people can understand.
Understood.
They're not going to. People aren't ready for this, and
not in the United States.
They'll see a revolt if they attempt to ban cash.
Today, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know that's going to continue to be the case.
For me, I like cash because I can quantify what I'm spending much better. I can, account for these things. I can have receipts in my pocket and cash in my pocket and, figure this stuff out more easily. I'm not saying compared to cryptocurrency. I'm just saying compared to using, say, a credit card, and that's what most people are comparing it to.
Yeah, I think I like cryptocurrency for a number of reasons. One, it's nobody else's business what I buy.
Yeah.
But two, not only that, I'm in control of it. If the government decides that they don't like my business, they can't shut my bank accounts. I mean, they can shut my bank accounts down, but they can't shut my crypto wallet down. And it's just one of these things where at a certain point, the government goes after people who are not necessarily doing anything illegal. They may be involved in legal businesses. Porn stars, for example, who haven't even been in the industry for 20 or 30 years, have their bank accounts, their personal bank accounts, seized.
Right.
All on the whim of whoever's in power,
right,
and putting pressure on the banks, because the banks are so regulated that they fear, if they don't, and they will be punished if they don't cooperate. And right. That's just the practical reality of it.
Right. I've had dealings with banks who are like refusing to let me open a bank account because they know that
really?
I know something about Bitcoin.
Wow. I haven't encountered that yet, and it's interesting because I actually have a bank account that was linked to BitPay for cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't even think I've had anything in like 5 years that has actually been converted from Bitcoin to dollars into an account. But for a long time, I was in the early days of cryptocurrency. I was definitely having money converted by BitPay. So BitPay is basically a service to accept cryptocurrency, and it will also convert and then wire money to your business bank account, basically.
Right. It's about as reputable of a company as you could find in the Bitcoin sphere.
It's the probably most reputable company, I would even argue. And
I think they allow you to have several cryptocurrencies, including BTC, Bitcoin Cash, and a variety of others.
It's just Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, it's one of the older cryptocurrency companies, and they just basically provide merchant services, and they have, I think they have a debit card and a few other things, but basically it's not like an exchange. There's been a lot of kind of disreputable exchanges,
mm-hmm.
and so, yeah, it's certainly a very reputable entity. You know, they even comply with the laws, and there's certain things that they do that I'm not necessarily a fan of, and I can't even remember what those particular things are, but certainly, the point is that they're not shady in any way.
Right.
So they're kind of even too follow the rules kind of for a lot of us likings.
Before you go on, let's go to Rudy calling in from California. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi guys. Happy Friday.
Thank you. What's on your mind, Rudy?
You know, I'm pushing 80, and for 60 years
really?
I've been hearing about
right.
cashless society. Yeah, cashless society. You know, I got a question.
Sure.
What do you do with all the poor people? Just kill them? What?
Yeah, there's a great deal of unbanked in America, and around
yeah.
the world is even more.
Very true.
And most of these unbanked, specifically in this country, are not too well off. Go on, Rudy.
Oh, no, I want to hear you guys. That's what I called in.
Okay, tell me. So, yeah, it's, you know, what I find interesting is that we seem to forget that there are, I'm trying to think exactly what the numbers are, but there is a lot of young people in the United States that do not have a credit card or plastic of any kind.
It's a good choice right about now.
I mean, you know, I'm talking about people under 18, they might make a little bit of money, from a business or, you know, you're working for somebody else or their parents or whatever, but they don't have a bank account. Are we supposed to just like not allow them to purchase lunch or whatever if they fly or, you know, there's so many circumstances where they don't have any choice. They just have to, you know, they can't use the services.
And they haven't had, I mean, like we grew up in an economy that was a lot different than after September 11th. Right. I mean,
yeah,
we grew up in a society when there was a time when I could have got 5 jobs in 1 week. I could have got one, didn't like it, you know, quit, got another one. You could have done that a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I mean, if there's this, I can't imagine what it's like to be a 15-year-old in school and to have 15 years and like to grew up in this economy as it is with these bozo presidents. I mean, in this case, he doesn't have a lot to hope for.
Well, I think it's easier to get a job these days. I don't know about 15 because, well, a 15-year-old, there's so many rules that surround being 15. But at 16,
do you think it's easier to get a job?
Right now, unemployment's as low as it's ever been.
I think it's harder to get a job for young people, and I'll tell you why.
I meant the 15, like, he knows he's going to be graduating. He's going to be an adult real soon. And it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
I
think it was the generation that's kind of above the 15-year-old that really got saddled with all that debt from college and that kind of thing. You can make good decisions if people are giving you good advice, but if the bad advice that all the adults are – if the advice the adults are giving you saddles you with a bunch of debt, you're basically going to live as a serf for your entire life, and it's sad.
It's true. The kids are definitely getting bad advice from adults, I think, and they have been for a while. No, I mean, I think – it's harder to get a job now because kids in a lot of states, they can't get licenses until they're 21 or even older, and then they have to wait
driver's
a year.
Driver's license?
Driver's license, and then they have to wait a year before they can drive by themselves. So if you got it, I was not able to hire multiple people in New Jersey as a result of this. Kids who had graduated college, and they wouldn't be getting their license for a year.
That's outrageous.
Whoa.
So they couldn't get the work.
I had my license at 16.
Yeah.
That's why I really like the Bernie Sanders, who was one of the pre-college. Because if you think about it, all these
Rudy, I appreciate it, but I can't hold you over. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in freedom.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And, Chris, we're talking about, apparently, this congressperson that wants to ban Bitcoin and is making an effort to do so. And we've been chatting about that. I'm going to get back into it. But I just want to give people who do want to use Bitcoin a little advice.
Go for it.
And that advice is to download the Edge Wallet. The Edge Wallet is available for iOS and Android, and with it, you can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold probably all of the cryptocurrencies you have. Now, there certainly are some that it does not hold, tokens or coins or whatever, but the vast majority of them that you're going to know about, they probably got it. And one of the things that makes the Edge Wallet so great, and this is important for any wallet you're using, is that it be what they call non-custodial, meaning that they don't hold your money. You do. The Edge Wallet, with the Edge Wallet, you control your money. They don't. You can give them the ability to retrieve your password if you want that. But that's not mandatory. Your username and password is the way you control your account, as opposed to having, say, this 12 or 24-word mnemonic you've got to memorize to get your stuff back or have written someplace and maybe it gets burned up in a fire or something. Just username and password. So they make that relatively easy. It's a veteran team they've been building since 2014, and they've been working hard to secure your freedom. Go check them out, edge.app. I use it, love it. I think it's the best wallet I've used, edge.app. So, there you go. Go on, Chris.
I look for colleagues to join with me in introducing a bill to outlaw cryptocurrency purchases by Americans.
I hope this guy gets voted out the next go-around.
Yeah.
He's dangerous. A Democrat from where?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
So that we
His name is Sherman?
Yeah, Sherman. So that we nip this in the bud. In part because an awful lot of international power comes from the fact that dollar is the standard unit of international finance and transaction.
Right, that international power that has to do with dealing weapons and drugs, which is the thing you say you want to stop dealing. I don't even understand this guy.
It is the announced purpose of the supporters of cryptocurrency to take that power away from us, to put us in a position where the most significant sanctions we have on Iran, for example, would become irrelevant. They're already irrelevant. Whether it
right.
is...
Sanctions on Iran don't affect the Iranian government.
Right.
Sanctions on North Vietnam don't... North Korea don't affect the North Korean government.
I want to point out that North Korea last year stole billions of dollars from banks around the world using the U.S.'s own system, banking system.
How'd they do that?
Basically, they hacked into banks around the world, and then they used the U.S. wire transfer system that the U.S. controls. And because they were able to wire the funds to somewhere in China during a certain time period in which the U.S. government doesn't operate, during, like, there was a holiday period, and so if they timed it right, it basically was – they were not able to catch it.
I see.
So their controls basically didn't work.
So an old faulty, decades old faulty system was hacked by, North Korean, hackers.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah. And, billions of dollars were lost. This couldn't have happened with cryptocurrency, but by God, we've got to outlaw this new technology in currency.
Yeah. Basically far more cryptocurrency was stolen. I'm sorry. Far more, U.S. currency was stolen, by North Korea than cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Whether it is to disempower our foreign policy, our tax collection enforcement, or our traditional law enforcement, the purposes of cryptocurrency, the advantages it has over sovereign currency, is solely to aid the disempowerment of the United States and the rule of law. Well, you know, here's something that you're failing to realize. You have no control over it. Whether it's legal or not,
right.
We are going to use it. Okay? We already use the U.S. dollar. Okay, you don't have total control over every economic decision that's made because we already have the U.S. dollar. But we're going to ensure that you don't have control over our bank accounts for long-distance purchases, something that currently, was the case that you did.
You being the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that this is that they just don't understand that that they think lawmakers believe that their lawmaking power is sovereign and that somehow it makes a difference, and it will make a difference. Things will change if somehow BTC was outlawed or something, but. I just, you know, this guy just really doesn't know what he's playing with. When cannabis was outlawed, it didn't stop people from smoking marijuana. When, you know, you create harsher penalties, that didn't stop them either. And now it's legal recreationally in a good portion of the United States. It's just so pointless. How many people's lives were ruined over these dumb laws by these stupid politicians that don't even know what they're doing?
It's, you know, it's funny. Cryptocurrencies aren't even being used by, you know, the drug dealers basically to, you know, launder money. They're actually using the U.S. banking system to do so. In Mexico, they basically are, they, as an example, they basically took over a bank down there and used the bank to do the wire transfers just like any other business would.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? Businesses, individuals, are corruptible. And it's easier to do that than it is to try and transfer billions of dollars into cryptocurrencies and then maybe back again. So why do that? It's not the best means of basically transporting money over the border.
Right.
It's not.
Cryptocurrency is a huge leap forward in the technology of remittances.
It empowers small players. It doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily
right.
a tool for
it is bad
the
for
big
banks.
Drug cartels.
It is bad for banks, and
absolutely
it's consequently
bad
for the Federal Reserve, which is basically the United States government. It is bad for them, because what it does is it empowers individuals over, you know, groups of rich people. If we would, the reason that Bitcoin was created was because of the economic downturn that occurred in 2006 through 2008, because of the corrupted, frankly, evil banking organizations. All you have to do is watch The Big Short and realize these people have no business in the creation and the transference of money. They shouldn't be involved. Cryptocurrencies give power to the individual and allow them to be in control of their lives and their money.
On Monday, Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz proposed we shut down the cryptocurrencies. Unlike Sherman, however, Stiglitz attacked crypto for its apparent anonymity, whilst praising the idea of centrally managed electronic currency to curb money laundering. You know, he doesn't seem to understand at all that you're going to, you know, people, if you outlaw cryptocurrency, because the U.S. government doesn't have any actual control over cryptocurrency, the people who they've banned from using it are still going to use it, at least the people who want to avoid the law. So it doesn't really solve any problems. It's still going to be used, because the reality is the government doesn't have any control over it. Period. End of story.
Yeah, it's trying to put back together the broken bottle.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Genie in the bottle, and they're not going to be successful because they can't.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Richard Neal, after meeting Friday with House counsel, issued subpoenas to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig over 6 years of President Trump's personal and business tax returns.
We've stayed away from the fanfare. We've stayed away from, I think, some of the hyperbolic conversation, and we've attempted to reason this through based upon the advice of our attorneys.
Neal says he wants the requested material within the next week. President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells the New York Times he plans to go to Ukraine to urge that country's president-elect to push forward with investigations into matters connected to the release of negative information about Paul Manafort and into then-Vice President Joe Biden's involvement in a Ukrainian natural gas company connected to Biden's son. Giuliani dismisses Democrats' suggestions. He's encouraging a foreign government to impact upcoming U.S. elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Come on and call in the number 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And I've got a story here that kind of stunned me. I couldn't even believe this headline, but it appears to be true. ABCnews.com, District of Columbia, D.C. area radio station, told to register as Russian agent. The owner of a Washington, D.C. area radio station that broadcasts Sputnik International 24/7, which sounds Russian. Sputnik, I think, is the name of like their satellite or, you know, the some kind of part of their space program, like the spacecraft, has been ordered to register his Florida-based broadcasting company as a Russian federal agent. WTOP. This is the they report. This is one of the biggest radio stations in the country. All news. Judge Robin Rosenberg ruled Tuesday that RM Broadcasting must register with the U.S. government. RM and a Russian government-owned news agency agreed in 2017 that the station would broadcast the agency's communications continuously without edit until 2021. Federal agents told RM, that's the company, in 2018 that the station was acting as a publicity agent for the Russian agency. It said RM would need to register as a foreign principal under the Foreign Agents Registration Act of 1938. There sounds like a law that needs a little updating. Originally adopted to fight Nazi propaganda. RM asked the court to rule on the matter, arguing that it only buys and resells airtime. So, I would never have expected this, that somehow, I mean, what they call license management agreements, LMAs, these are done all the time in radio. And if somebody wanted to pay money to come on and use your license, as long as they don't say cuss words or a variety of things that they can't do from the standpoint of the FCC, which I'm sure the Russian Sputnik agency or whatever wasn't doing, that no big deal. Now, there's a television network in the United States called RT, which used to be known as Russia Today. And there's some relatively big names in U.S. broadcasting that are associated with RT, and somehow that doesn't seem to be an issue. I don't know any. I bet you RT isn't on broadcast television because, well, you don't need to be anymore. Cable, if you're on cable, you're doing fine.
And the internet.
And internet, you're doing fine.
Yeah.
You know, you need your promotions to get seen on the internet. There's probably video streaming platforms out there that are dying for a little promotion. By the way, I'd like to tell you about DLive. You go to DLive.freetalklive.com, and you can see Free Talk Live being streamed right now. And most nights of the year, you know, there are times when we're traveling or whatever that you're not going to see anything in the studio, but most nights, DLive.freetalklive.com. But I've never heard of a radio station owned by somebody in the United States with an LMA by any organization, the License Management Agreement, that has to register as a Russian agent. And what does this mean once you have to register as a Russian agent? I don't even know.
I'm curious. Does this apply to, like, an internet streaming station? And does it matter whether or not they're operating from inside the United States as opposed to, I don't know, say, Russia?
Well, it's the whatever law of 1938 doesn't sound like it applies to an internet streaming station. Probably just applies to broadcast, would be my guess, which, of course, is, at this point, relatively old technology. I mean,
sometimes these laws are pretty broad, though. I could imagine that it could apply or be interpreted to apply to an internet streaming station. But it then begs to, you know, it begs the question of if it's not operating from the United States, you would think it wouldn't have to register.
In this case, so what happened was there's a guy who owns a radio station, I guess, in the D.C. area.
Yeah.
And this Russian Sputnik organized news agency or whatever they are comes to him and says, hey, we'd give you lots of money to let us use your broadcast signal. He's no problem, right? Right? And he's like, sure, I'll take that money. It's tough to make money in radio right now. You've got to spend a lot of money to get your apparatus up and rolling. In many cases, you have to upgrade and do all kinds of things, and somebody just comes in and they want to do all the work and pay you money? All right. I'll sign that license management agreement. A license management agreement, in many cases, they can differ, but in many cases, it means they run the whole station. They're responsible for maintenance. They're responsible for paying the power bill. You know, they can be, just responsible for all kinds of things. In other cases, they're just getting their stuff broadcast, and you're responsible. Then the owner's responsible for that. It just depends on how the LMA is set up. But many organizations will LMA before they buy. A Russian news agency would not be able to buy a radio station in the United States. You have to be a U.S. citizen. I don't believe you can be a felon either and own.
So really?
There's rules, yep.
Wow.
Yeah. But, for instance, I'm as good as being Russian when it comes to buying a radio station in the U.S.
I mean, that sounds like it violates your free speech rights. Is there something in the Constitution that I'm missing that says felons, do not have free speech rights once they've served their time and been released?
There kind of is. So the 13th Amendment which was the one that was basically to free the slaves,
yeah,
says something to the effect of, you know, you, a person can't be, you know, made to work or incarcerated or whatever without being first convicted of a crime. And thus, that means that if convicted of a crime, basically any form of slavery or punishment is acceptable by that standard. Now, there's a cruel and unusual standard, but there's nothing that says anything. There's nothing that says sort of a very American statement, which is once you've done your time, then you are, you know, forgiven and you're able to start over and make a new life. They don't say that in the Constitution, which is, I think, in many ways what this country was founded on. I mean, consider Georgia was a penal colony, you know, so. And there's plenty of other places. Australia comes to mind and other places where, you know, these things were established as penal colonies. The idea of having laws that tells that say that somebody can never reattain a status of sort of full citizenship in this country, they're really abhorrent to the American ideals. But it's not in the Constitution.
You know, my understanding is you don't actually, you're not really surrendering your rights just because you are convicted either. I mean, does it say that you surrendered your rights after you've been convicted? I mean, it doesn't really say that, does it?
Well, so from a practical standpoint, if you look at the right to keep and bear arms, they really can't give you that in prison.
Right, but that's while you're being enslaved, so to speak.
Sure.
Which is explicitly in the Constitution, as opposed to...
But once you are enslaved...
Right,
in that
but you
sense,
bet you're no longer enslaved, theoretically.
Well, yeah, but who says that? I mean, that's, you just...
You've been released.
You just enter a different form of enslavement after that, is all they say, you know?
I don't think that there's anything to suggest in my mind, based off of what's in the Constitution, that I understand... that's the case. I mean, slavery, I think, in the minds of the writers is explicitly, you know, ankle and chain, you're locked in a cage of some kind. Not there. I mean, some other form of slavery is something that's been created by some sort of modern
federal judges
idea.
Have ruled that people who are convicted of felonies, who had their rights to keep and bear arms taken away, that was acceptable. Even though that law passed after they had been convicted of a felony.
Do you still retain your free speech rights?
Well, as much as anyone, supposedly. Sure.
Why that right and not the other one?
It's interesting. The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in freedom. If you get
hypocrisy in America.
Any opinions on this radio station or inmates and rights, you're welcome to call in with it. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the
abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment. There's probably room for you if you were to call in. I haven't had a lot of calls tonight. I haven't done a Friday night show in a long time, Chris.
There's not usually a whole lot of calls on Friday nights.
I guess people are out partying. They just want the show delivered to them as opposed to, you know, participating as much on a Friday night. That's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We've always got things to talk about. And I want to thank all the amplifiers, specifically Arno Stachler, who is a gold amplifier. I know Arnold. Arno, I met him at a pork fest many, many years ago, and I'm so delighted to see that he's still an amplifier. I don't see the amplifier program much. I don't know that much about it. Ian is the one who administrates it, but if you want to support Free Talk Live and what we do, which is to allow people to speak freely on the airwaves and to bring the message of liberty to almost 200 radio stations. I think we'll be saying 200 radio stations very, very, very soon here, ladies and gentlemen.
Crossing my fingers.
Yeah, I have a little insider information, and I think it's going to be very, very soon. So thank you, Arno, and thank you, amplifiers. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you want me to thank you, I'd love to thank you. We do. We thank the amplifiers here. amp.freetalklive.com. So in the last segment, we were talking about this D.C. area radio station that was forced to register as a racial agent by a federal judge. And I mentioned that I'm pretty sure, really, really, really confident that an ex-convict can't hold a radio station license either. And, Chris, you kind of were surprised, and you just began to talk about how you feel that, you know, your rights relate to citizenship and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it basically angers me, the idea that they can take away select individuals' rights. And it fundamentally, I think it undermines the legitimacy of a democracy, because ultimately a democracy, if you can basically outlaw a particular task of your political enemy, you can use that to disenfranchise. And I think they do this already. I think there's a lot of different minority groups out there that they've utilized this tactic to explicitly disenfranchise them. Certainly, I think one of the clearest ones is people of color,
yep.
Black people. They've used it against them. And it's most obvious with that, but it's certainly not exclusive to people of color.
Well, I don't know who, which states at this point disallow people to vote besides Florida. I know Virginia used to, but that's been changed. And I would venture to say that you're basically talking about disallowing people to vote because of their color in that circumstance. Although there are certainly white people who can't vote in Florida because they're ex-convicts.
Right.
Most when I was in prison in Florida, the numbers would be as high as 12-1. One being white and the 12 being, you know, basically non-whites.
Right, and the tactics that they use, because they can't just come out and ban black people, because that's not acceptable, socially acceptable today. But what they can do, and they continue to do, is they look at statistics of, okay, well, what do black people like to do? And then they go and they outlaw those specific things. So this is one of the ways, one of the intentions, I think, of some of the pot laws, for example, when they did that, and they explicitly were racist about them.
So I would say that, you know, if you're going to tax somebody, they should be able to vote. Taxation without representation was the reason that the Revolutionary War was fought. Now, I can see some kind of like cooling off period or whatever, if that's what people want. Like, for instance, if it comes to gun ownership, it's a real problem to say that somebody's got to go live in a crappy neighborhood and can't own a weapon. But that's what we do to convicts all the time.
Right.
Ex-convicts all the time. But I think that somebody should be able to, if you've been off probation, out of prison and off probation for 5 years, I think you should summarily have your right to keep and bear arms returned to you. Because at that point, you've shown that you're trying to do what it takes to not get arrested. And now, I'm not saying that you should be able to commit whatever crime you want with a weapon at that point.
First of all,
I'm just saying that the unlikely event that a police officer catches somebody who is a an ex-convict who isn't committing a crime besides possessing a weapon, in the unlikely event that they catch them doing that, the fact that they've been out for 5 years ought to mitigate that, ought to eclipse that.
Yeah, and it's not like the law banning convicts from or ex-convicts from owning weapons actually stops ex-convicts who have an interest in breaking the law from owning guns.
Right. I'm an ex-convict, and I could get a gun probably tonight if I needed to.
I'm sure you could.
And so they're not stopping me from getting a weapon.
No, of course not.
They're not stopping somebody who's leaving prison from getting a weapon. These laws are only keeping people who don't want to go back to prison from owning weapons. And those are the people that you shouldn't be caring about.
It actually creates a situation where people are more likely to go back to prison because they can't do the fundamental things that they need to do. And I'm not talking specifically about the guns. I'm just talking about, in general, these types of laws that disenfranchise ex-convicts.
It makes it more and more difficult to be a free person. I mean, ladies and gentlemen out there, you're free people. Is it easy? Okay. What if we decided to make it harder? Do you want to put people who have already shown that they're not that great at being a free person and make it harder for them to be a free person and then just laugh when they get thrown in jail? I mean, is that the kind of society we want to run? Because that's what's happening.
I think the best way to do elections is to allow anybody who is physically here and able to go up to a ballot, basically, and sign their name should basically be allowed to vote. That's kind of my view on things. And
my
son
can sign his name. He's 11.
Yeah, and I think he should. If he has the initiative to go to a voting
parents
station,
parents will just be taking their kids to vote.
Yeah, but everybody else's parents will also take their kids to vote. I think it's fundamentally.
And the people who have more kids will be the ones who get people elected.
Yeah, I mean, there's some downsides to letting everybody vote. There's also downsides to not letting everybody vote. I think ultimately that's the best and the fairest way to do it. And
I think if you're a net taxpayer,
I think you should.
You should vote.
Yeah, I understand where you're going with that. I think that people in prison should be able to vote as well.
They can in Vermont.
Yes, this is true. Some states they can, but some states
they
can't.
Vote at their. Some states they vote at the place where they're incarcerated, which seems bizarre to me. Other places, they just vote where they came from and as like an absentee ballot, like if they're in the military or something like that. Let's go to Dave and call him from New Mexico. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
What
is that? Oh, he's speaking. Yes. The Japanese immigration officials or airport officials took my maple syrup. I hope they used it. I would hate to think they destroyed it.
Do you speak Japanese? Do you know what he's saying?
Apparently he does. I have no idea. I don't speak any Japanese. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Right. Dave, I'm going to have to let you go if you don't speak English.
Oh, I can speak English.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Wakarimasen. I don't understand.
What do you think they did with my maple syrup? As a New Hampshire, as a Granite Stater, I tend to tote this stuff around when I go places to spread the wealth. You know,
I'm sorry to let you get on a plane with it. To be honest,
no, it was a check to my baggage.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. I forgot about that.
We eat the maple syrup. It was tasty, as you say in America.
I hope so.
Yeah. Was pretty good.
Hate to think it was wasted.
Yeah.
Ian's posting tweets. If you guys go look for him on Twitter, you can see all the things that he's doing over there. I've been following him relatively closely here, just keeping an eye on whatever he tweets. He's amazed at the toilets that you don't sit on. You just sort of squat over.
Oh, yeah.
And all kinds of interesting things. I did use the bathroom in the brief time that I was in Japan, but it was a stand-up urinal, not terribly different from those in the United States.
You didn't hold it for the 35 minutes?
Well, I just got off the plane. I'm like, oh, well, here's an opportunity. And, of course, I had to wait outside the restroom for Ian because it takes longer to do everything in life.
That's interesting that you were allowed to go to the bathroom before and not, before customs.
Yeah, I don't think that was an issue, but I can see what the problem with having a bathroom right there before customs might be. Somebody might wish to, what we called in prison, suitcase something.
I don't think I was able to when I was got off the plane in the UK, able to go to the bathroom before I hit customs. But
I think that could be a real problem.
Was the return airfare included in your round trip ticket?
Yeah, Delta took real good care of me on that. Since I had a return trip, basically the Japanese officials more or less just made it happen. And, he asked for a piece of paper, proof that I had a return thing. And they do that before they tell you you're not coming back so that you are happy to show them paperwork. they had a whole order of operations on this. He's kicked more than one person out of the country, so he knows how to go about doing it. But, yeah, that's what happened.
And then you're out your airfare. You don't get any sort of a refund from the airline at all, right?
The airline did what they were supposed to do. They flew me there. They flew me back. They just did it sooner than the flight. They flew me back sooner than I wanted to be.
Yeah, right. I think I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I really think so.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saying saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.